recently, as a matter of fact, I think it was early September, the Medina County Community Needs Assessment was released. What kinds of information came out of that assessment?
That was an assessment that was done. It was a collaboration of over 20 local partners. We did a survey countywide of people of all ages. All the high schools participated. We had a youth survey, an adult survey. And what we were looking for was, what are the health needs of the community? What are the things that are on the minds of community members? And really that community health plan will come next from the assessment, which is our next step on there. But MedinaHealth.org is the location. You can download and see the report. We have an executive summary for people who just want to kind of reach out and see the highlights. And then watch at the end of this year, beginning of next year, we'll be doing a health improvement planning process involving all the partners again to see how we can make Medina County an even healthier place to be.
Very nice. And I would imagine that it's at least pretty exciting for you guys to get an idea as to what comes out of that, right? So that way you guys get a chance to kind of make your own assessment of the assessment, if that makes sense.
Sure, sure. Some of the areas where we focused in the last several years were on mental health issues, particularly among our teens and our youth, and that's something there's been an investment by organizations throughout the county into schools and into local businesses, really working on that issue. And actually, we've seen a reduction in the use of alcohol and tobacco among our youth.
Oh, wow.
We had some really positive things that came out of our assessment this year. We're very happy to see. Reading was something that came up in our first assessment. We saw an increase in reading daily to children, which is something our library system is amazing here in this county. And they really put a great deal of effort to reaching out and having programs and really encouraging families to spend that time together.
And you mentioned the assessment, Krista. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you guys do with that? Do you take a look at the information and kind of build things off that?
We do, and that's where the Community Health Improvement Plan comes from. So that's that next step that I mentioned that we'll be taking with all of our partners. There's a portion of it that is the health department's responsibility, and then there's a lot of things. It's not just the health department. It's so many other. It's private businesses. It's our hospitals and our medical professionals and our nonprofits and our municipalities. It's everybody, really, working together.
Very cool stuff. Again, we are speaking with Medina County Health Commissioner Krista Wasowski here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I know you guys are looking for volunteers right now. You guys have volunteer opportunities. What are you looking for in a volunteer, and what kinds of volunteer opportunities are there out there?
We have the Medical Reserve Corps that we manage at the Health Department. We take volunteers from all walks of life. I think people hear the word medical on the front side and they think they have to be a licensed medical professional. But our Medical Reserve Corps are actually, we have pharmacists and nurses and, wow, and licensed practical nurses, but we also have you and I and anyone else in the community that may want to come out and be trained how to help us operate large clinics in the event that we needed to get medication out to people very quickly. So we need people who can pass out numbers and look at sheets and help label things. So there's really something for everyone, and we always welcome volunteers to join us in that effort.
Is there a training process for that aspect, or is it pretty quick get you out there?
Yeah, well, we usually do a push a couple times a year, but yeah, anybody who wants to give us a call, we'd be happy to bring them on as a volunteer with us.
Very nice. Well, you guys have a lot of exciting events going on right now, one of them being the car seat inspection. You guys actually do that, though, every single month. That's just one of many. What kinds of events do you guys have on the horizon?
Well, certainly this is flu season, and I'd be remiss if I didn't encourage all of your listeners to get a flu shot. It doesn't necessarily have to be at your local health department. There are places that you can go. We say wherever it's most convenient and you're going to go and get it, that's where we want you to go.
So. Okay. And do you find that there's actually an uptick in folks who are actually getting that flu shot? Because it seems like that's a growing number, especially amongst the kids.
It is, and we really do put a focus on trying to get children vaccinated because those are our members of our community who may not wash their hands as much as some adults, and they certainly touch a lot of things. so we really encourage that. And certainly our seniors for a long time have had the message that it's very important. Certainly having influenza as an older adult, you have a greater chance of having something more serious as a result. So
that makes perfect sense. And I would imagine, too, look, that's That's a little bit easier to get the younger kids together, too, and I think that's a lot of times why they administer some of those shots when they're at school, because it's an easy place to get that done. Everybody's together. Is that a tougher thing to do, though? You mentioned sometimes with folks who are a little bit older because they aren't always congregated in the same place?
Sure. Well, the health department, we do offer a service. We will go out and give a flu shot in the home. If you have a family member who's difficult to get out of the home, we also go to group homes where it may be a little bit more challenging to get a group of people together to transport over to our facility. We'll come out to their facility or to their home to do that. You just need to give us a call at the health department. We'd be happy to.
What are some of the challenges going into the holiday season, and I guess more specifically after the holiday season? I mean, and getting a flu shot's obviously a very important step because, look, when you're inside in those cold winter months, whatever disease is in the house, it has a tendency to spread pretty quickly. But what are some of the challenges you guys face as far as that goes?
Sure. Well, one of the things going into the new year, a lot of times people make some great resolutions to take better care of themselves. And certainly you always think of maybe physical activity and some other things. But I'm really hoping that people this year take to heart the need to have a primary care physician and to have a physical and to understand where they are with their health. We see a lot of people who have come into our dental clinic, for instance. We take their blood pressure to make sure it's safe to do procedures. And a lot of time people have high blood pressure and don't realize it. There are people who are diabetic and don't realize it. And so I'd hope that people would think about that when they're thinking about that new year and what they want to do for themselves and for their families. I know you women are usually sometimes a little bit better at that, but sometimes not, because a lot of times women will put themselves last.
That's true. Yeah.
But on the flip side, sometimes guys need the nagging of that woman in their life, their mom or a sister or a significant other who says, come on, you really need to take care of yourself. So
we need to be nagged. Like, we're not immune to that. We certainly understand that, but sometimes that can be a good thing. No question about that. Well, Krista, before we let you loose, where can our listeners go to get more information on the events that you guys have coming up? Or if they have any questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Get in touch with us. You can always find us on the internet, medinahealth.org. We have a Facebook page as well. It's Medina Health. And you can give us a call at 330-723-9688.
Very cool stuff. Medina County Health Commissioner Krista Wasowski joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Krista, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. It's great to see you.